Hello and welcome to the Kristanya.com podcast. I'm Kristanya Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I am glad you're here. This episode is number 17, and in this week's agenda or segment, it's going to feature Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 17, Forgiveness. Grab a pen and something to write with so we can jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 17, Forgiveness. Principle 6, evaluate all my relationships, offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me, and make amends for harm I have done to others, except when to do so would harm them or others. Scripture, happy are the merciful, Matthew 5:7. Happy are the peacemakers, Matthew 5:9. Step 8, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and become willing to make amends to them all. Scripture, do to others as you would have them do to you. Luke 6:31. Step 9, we made a direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. We're going to look at three areas or three kinds of forgiveness. Have you accepted forgiveness from God? Do you realize or do you understand the magnitude of what Jesus did on the cross for our sins? He paid it in full with his life. He also exclaimed at the very end, "It is finished." Accept God's forgiveness. That's the first step. Another area of forgiveness. Have you forgiven others who have hurt you? Fact is, if you're not ready to let go of the pain and the past harms, you're preventing yourself from being forgiven. And hanging on to that is preventing you, or in actuality, it's holding you prisoner to your past. And three, have you forgiven yourself? And sometimes for me specifically, this was the hardest part, forgiving myself. Let's dig into our lesson questions. Question number one, as you look at the three kinds of forgiveness, which one was the easiest for you to accept and why? Well, for me, that's an easy answer. It was accepting God's forgiveness because he is so incredibly amazing. That's what he promises. That's who God is. Question two, which area of forgiveness was the most difficult for you to accept and why? For me, like I had mentioned, is that it was forgiving myself. It's almost like I was wearing it like a badge of honor and hung on to it and would just make myself feel horrible. Question three, what do the words of Christ found in John 19:30, "It is finished," mean to you? Not to ever go back. It is all fulfilled as he said it would be. Question four, what hurts from your past relationships do you still hold on to? For me, it really is a feeling of being discarded by my grandmother, a boyfriend, my father, that feeling of unworthiness, or that they didn't want or need me. How can you let go of the hurts from your past? I had to continually pray for God to really relinquish or take away or help me forget, help me stop focusing on them. Question six, do you owe God an amends? When will you go and give it? Faith in God for me, that he still cares for me, is so very important. But I don't really think I owe him an amends. I do owe him a great amount of gratitude. Question seven, how have you been blaming God for the hurtful actions that other took against you. That's one thing I feel like I've been able to really keep in check, and I don't blame him. I know that God doesn't cause things to happen, but he does allow things to happen. And now I'm learning from those. Question 8, have you forgiven yourself? What past actions in your life do you still feel guilt or shame about? I'm in a really good place here and feel that I don't harvest or harbor any guilt or shame anymore. When I'm questioning something or something's heavy on my heart, I really am able to take it to God. And today I experience a ton of peace, something I've never experienced before. So that is going to wrap up today's lesson. I want to congratulate you for staying committed to the process. I know you hear me say that over and over, but I sincerely mean it, and I'm proud of you. Your work here is going to be so rewarding, and it takes courage to make these changes in life, and I am truly proud of you. This will conclude today's episode. I want to thank you for joining me, and do remember, joy is a choice, so choose well. God bless, and take care.